We should be able to agree on developing clean energy and manufacturing jobs that come with it. That's what's going to be required to grow our economy.
Be required to grow our economy. That was President Obama once again hailing the job-creating power of a green economy in a speech today at a North Carolina energy plant. The president talks a good game on green jobs, but where are the results? Let's see. $80 billion in stimulus dollars were supposed to create 827,000 green jobs by next year. But according to the administration, they've only created about a fourth of that goal. This has my freedom fighters wondering if the much-vaunted green revolution is just a myth. Here now to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox business anchor and my colleague Shibani Joshi, Democratic political analyst Carl Jeffers, and Reason Magazine senior editor Catherine Mangu Ward. Carl, to you first. Is this green jobs nonsense just nonsense, or can the president on his own move the whole economy from blue collar to green collar?
Well, I don't think that the president thinks that he can move the entire economy to green, but there's no question, Judge, and you look at this background, L.A.'s air is getting cleaner. There are signs that we are moving to a more green society. And one thing is sure, there are perhaps no larger group of supporters for green energy than independents in the country. And this president was swept into office by the votes of independents. And if he's going to be swept again into office, he needs independents' votes. So he's going to make every effort to do as much as he can to show that he's on the forefront of the green movement in the country. But the reason why only one-fourth of those jobs were created was because the rest of the economy has been stalled, and none of the jobs that we need essentially have been created, and that's going to be a problem he'll have to address.
Does the president, Catherine Mangu Ward, think that he can bribe the people with their own tax dollars and push some money here and push some money there and push just enough here and just enough there to get the independents and the greenies to vote for him, like Carl's suggesting?
The thing is, if the technology is not there and the demand isn't there, there's no amount of government stimulus money or, for that matter, presidential rhetoric that's going to make these green jobs magically appear. It's not a coincidence that there's not going to be any official numbers about what green jobs were really, quote unquote, created for another year or so. It makes it very easy for the president and his administration to say, look, we're creating these green jobs. It's great. It's all worked out. And then, you know, just declare victory and move on. I just don't think that presidential money and say-so is the thing that's going to drive the green revolution when it happens.
Shibani, what does Wall Street think? What do the bankers think? $80 billion and nowhere near the target number of jobs created. Are they happy because the money is funneled through them and they don't care what happens to it after it leaves them? Or do they see this as central planning that is not nearly as effective as individual, private, unregulated investment?
I think Wall Street is divided a couple of things. A return of, 100,000 jobs, or whatever the figure is, after putting in billions of dollars into it is not a good return on investment. So as far as an investment sort of attitude or perspective, it's not a good investment. This was not really executed that well. That being said, what Wall Street does believe is that there is a future in green energy, and if we don't pursue it, somebody else is going to, whether it's China, whether it's India. We can look at our solar industry today. The technology was developed in this country, and who is a world leader in solar technology? It is the Chinese, because they develop the industry, and they are the world leaders in it. What we don't want to have happen is have the other side of the world develop technologies that we are going to end up being dependent on. But what did not happen, that the government did not do, is execute this in a way that makes commercial viable sense.
Carl, I know you're a Democrat, and I know you're in California, but you're a very reasonable guy. Doesn't it make more sense that this $80 billion invested by private enterprise, concerned with how every nickel is spent, concerned about returning investment to their investors, would be far more profitable than the government deciding how the $80 billion is going to be spent?
Well, Judge, first let me stress my strong protest to any suggestion that just being a Democrat and being from California would suggest someone is not reasonable. I understand where you were going with that. But having said that, I think the private sector clearly can be the main protagonist and proactive force in developing green in the economy. But with the recession that we had, Judge,
right,
it is most likely that the government itself needs to be the necessary catalyst to get that activity started.
All right.
And I do believe, by the way, what we're ignoring here when we say that if somebody else, if we don't do it, someone else will, and so forth, we forget the fact that in the end, increasing the activity of green industry and transferring green technology in our country is actually good for us.
Understood.
And it creates a better environment and a better society for all of us to live in.
Spoken like a good California Democrat, but I want to switch gears. I love teasing you. You know that. The image of backdoor deals made in cigar-filled rooms is sadly all too often an accurate image. Just a few weeks before announcing his reelection campaign, the president met with 24 Wall Street executives at the White House's Blue Room. The meeting was not included in White House records. And I want to know, why not, Shabani? Are these Wall Streeters, are these big business types afraid to acknowledge that they were seen with the heaviest regulator in the White House since FDR?
You betcha. You betcha. Are you kidding? They don't want to be seen in the room with someone who called them fat cats, who targeted their bonuses. Wall Street wants a middle-of-the-road, pragmatic leader. What we did not get in 2008 and what we have not gotten since then is a pragmatic, middle-of-the-road leader. Mitt Romney, who worked at Bain Capital, he went to Harvard Business School. How much more blue blood sort of Wall Street can you be? I think Obama's going to have a hard time finding a friend in Wall Street. Obama's going to have to look outside of Wall Street to get some money and get some friends.
Catherine, being pro-big business is not the same thing as being pro-free market, is it? I mean, we're learning that right under our eyes.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, I think there's a reason that both sides had incentive to hide this meeting. Maybe the Wall Street guys don't want to be seen as fraternizing with the enemy, but Obama doesn't want it to be known that he's hanging out with Wall Street guys either. I mean, I think this is a great moment to apply the what if a Republican did it test, which is a cheap shot, but it's also a good way to parse these things. And the fact is, if a Republican president had a secret meeting with a bunch of guys from Wall Street who are also prospective campaign donors, the New York Times would freak out.
They'd
this
be
is
all
a
over the
five
place.
Alarm fire.
Carl, we only have about 30 seconds before we have to go to a hard break. Does the president think he can get away with this? Secret meetings with Wall Street fat cats that he once attacked?
Well, certainly the president can get away with meeting with them and not having it released, but he's not getting away with keeping it secret. We're talking about it even in these last 30 seconds.
All right.
He needs Wall Street, and Wall Street needs the president, because otherwise they wouldn't go to those meetings to begin with.
I guarantee you,
notwithstanding Mitt Romney, they will give money.
Catherine Mangu Ward, Shabani Joshi, it's a pleasure, guys.